I'm Nick Evans. I have an unusual passion. Snakes. I'm usually the guy walking towards these amazing creatures when they intersect with humans, when everyone else is running away. Join me for my latest adventure in snake rescue.
I love my mambas. They make me happy. They're like my happy pill. They're like my therapy. Working with them is therapeutic for me. I know it sounds crazy, but working with them really makes me happy. And the calls, always exciting. So I'm rushing off now to Tongaat. Apparently in a, it sounds like a farm area of Tongaat. The caller saw two black mambas fighting, but they've split up now. One's hiding in an old toilet. I'm not sure where he said the other one. I think the other one's just gone. But I'm hoping that, you know, when male black mambas are fighting like that, they're fighting for a female. And I'm hoping that the female's hiding in this old toilet, maybe in the roof. Well, I really hope she's not in it. Apparently the male that's in the toilet is a bigger one. I'm hoping he won the fight and that the female's in there, and I'm going for two mambas. But I'll settle for one at this stage, so I don't really care if there's two or one. I just want to be able to capture one. But yeah, I'll chat you in on there.
Yeah, so I've just arrived, and it's an old toilet that's filled with... It's like a little storeroom. I saw the mamba. The mamba was perched on the boxes. Now it's gone beyond all the clutter, so gonna have to start cleaning. Another difficult job. Hello. Are you watching through a toilet window?
It's in our old toilet.
Okay, there's one there. I don't know where's the other one. Check there in the door. Check, there's a moving.
Okay.
But there's another bigger one there.
Don't worry.
You won't. But there's two there now, see? I reckon there's one thick one somewhere jolly inside there. The there come.
Not too big. Yeah. Wait. Eesh. Life is never easy with the mamba.
I saw two with you. Crisscross.
Yeah, what, inside?
Yes, or right on top.
Okay.
The blue packet did fell down.
This one.
Okay.
I was going to pick the packet up, then by the time I look on top, I can see snakes. I left the packet, I left everything.
But today, how did you find them? You just looked through them. And you saw it?
Yes.
Okay. Just moved. There's two mattresses stacked up on everything on the cupboard, and I pulled up one, and the mamba fell down, and everyone cleared very quickly. So now it's hiding behind a little cupboard. That was absolute chaos. I lifted up the cupboard that I knew the one was hiding behind, and as I grabbed one, we realized there were two, and so while I was pulling the one out, the other one was flying around this tiny little meter by meter room. Yes, that was stressful. That was very stressful. I almost had two mambas in my hands. I don't know what to do there.
Get another one there.
I'll lay in a bucket.
But yeah, I'm grateful you guys didn't kill it, eh? Kill them.
No, I'm thanks. Gonna burn it down.
No, you can't burn them down. Thanks. But you saw, you know, people say they attack you. Those things didn't attack. All they wanted to do was hide. They just wanted to hide under the cupboard. They didn't want to attack. That was absolutely crazy. I lifted up that little cupboard and I could see a bit of the mamba's body. And as I reached in to grab at the tongs and I pulled it out gently, I saw the one mamba's tail on the right, and then I saw a second tail. I was like, oh no. Because to pull out two mambas at a time is just, it's not going to end great. So I thought, flip, what am I going to do? So I decided I have to just get one of them behind the head and secure that one. So as I kept pulling it out, the other one just went ballistic. It just was just thrashing around, moving from one side of the room to the other, saying that it was only like a meter squared, that room, well, toilet. So it was just going from side to side. And I thought, flip, I hope it doesn't come past me. Because then we'd lost it. And also there's people everywhere, and it's just not ideal. You know, I kept telling him to move back, but they were too keen to see. I just wanted it to go and hide behind the cupboard, or hide somewhere. You know, there were some doors left in there, anything left. But as I pulled it out, I thought, no, this is not going well. But thankfully, as I kept pulling out, I just decided to focus on the one I had. There's nothing else I could do, really. Once I had the head, then I could maybe hold back the other one with the tongs. Although I'm not really sure what I'd do from there, because difficult situation. But anyway,
thankfully, it curled up quickly under the cupboard again. That was their spot. So once it was curled up there, I was like, all is well. I could put this one in a bucket safely and then go for that one. He was hidden. He wasn't coming out again. It was terrifying. So that's exactly what I did. We got this one in a bucket, then carefully lifted up that cupboard again, very slowly. I thought it was a lot smaller than the other one, but it's about the same size. I managed to pull the tail end out. I grabbed with my hand, and the head end was somewhere around the little cabinet, the little table. Then I asked one of the residents to just try and tell me if the head, which side the head was on, because I was watching the tail end, and I was aware that the mamba could spin back around, but they could see it, and then thankfully it tried to go around the doors. I gave it some slack, and I let it hook its head around the doors, and from there it was game over for the snake. Held onto the tail, and then I got my tongs on the neck region. I just worked them closer to the head, and when it felt a bit panicked, it reversed back, just like textbook style, and reversed into the tongs, and I grabbed the head, and it was all over. But I thought, well, that could have gone wrong, very, very wrong in so many ways. Like, yeah, I couldn't believe it. Just couldn't believe it. I mean, this, I'm pretty sure, is a mating pair. They've been there for a little while now, and it's a perfect place. Just a little room full of rubbish all around, and like, look like cane fields behind it. So, I mean, you couldn't ask for a more ideal spot for mamba. So now everything in that room is going to be burnt. They assured me. They actually wanted to burn the toilet or burn the stuff in it while the mambas were there. Thankfully, they changed their minds. I'm very grateful, because they also wanted to shoot them. They admitted. They said we were going to shoot them. So these mambas are very, very lucky. The mating pair, I'll release them in a nice, safe area. But they could have died a horrible death. And I'm very relieved they didn't. Whew. Now I've got my mamba fix. I'm ready to go home and just relax. Yeah, man. I'll never forget that sight of lifting the cupboard and seeing two. The language, admittedly, was not fantastic, but, I mean, I didn't know what to think. So, all in all, a very exciting and successful rescue.
This has been another real-life edition of Snake Rescue with me, Nick Evans. Find more of my snake rescue adventures on your favorite podcast app.